Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bows & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my co-host for today and my company. Hello, Mom. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm so good. And I hope everyone listening at home is doing so well. We have missed being behind these wonderful microphones, and boy, do we have a lot to catch up on. I hope you guys are doing well. The start of November, my birthday month. The lovely start to the holiday season. It's just, it's quite the time to be alive. Wouldn't you say so?
I mean, that's so enthusiastic. I couldn't agree with you more.
We've had fired up, excited for the future.
I love this time of the year.
I wish I could bottle it up and just relive it for every month. We just have to remember this feeling in the deep, dark months of February because it's so exciting. And I do feel like, however, Christmas is tomorrow.
A little bit.
Yes, which I think it really isn't.
I think on the socials, I'm getting into it, though. I'm falling for it. Hook, line, and sinker, all of the Christmas things. And I don't know. I really like it.
Couldn't agree with you more. In fact, as I say that, I am part of the problem.
Because you are.
We have decorated my apartment fully for Christmas. So when we're recording this episode today, it's a Friday afternoon, a sunny Friday. The weekend is upon us, the anticipation. I hope I'm hyping everybody up when you're listening at home. But we decorated my apartment Wednesday and Thursday.
I love it.
And boy, was it a time.
It was a time. We just had a ball.
We literally had a ball.
We took a teeny tiny apartment and made it a Christmas wonderland.
It's a Christmas explosion.
It is.
It's actually, every time I walk into it, I start chuckling to myself because it is so funny. So I figured we could tell our podcast listeners a little bit about the Christmas decorations, kind of get everybody excited for it. Maybe this will help start planning out your, you know, home decor schedule as well. I don't want to alarm anyone because I think that I'm in a different situation. You know, I wanted to start earlier. I've also had, keep in mind, 5 cups of coffee today.
And four salted
caramels. So I'm caffeinated. I have sugar in me. But I wanted to decorate early so that I could share it on my social media so everyone at home could have time to gather, to source, to curate. So that's kind of where I'm coming from.
It's funny because the other day I was talking to my mom and I don't know, we were just talking about the week and I said, oh, tomorrow, you know, we've gathered things and tomorrow I'm going to start decorating Emily's apartment with her for Christmas. And Grammy went, oh, brother.
I'm like, no, you don't understand. We're very excited.
But we were really excited and you have to. It's your business.
Oh, absolutely. This is the time to do it.
And we really decorated it, gearing it for your followers. Affordable, charming. It's very girly.
Very, very girly.
It's pink. Nutcrackers,
pink pearls, nutcrackers, and bows. I mean,
sign me up. It's so cute.
And what I also am excited about is then you were mentioning today that you think you're going to decorate earlier here at the house.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, no, but now ahead. I feel behind because, which I'm not, but yours is so, I mean, I walked in, I'm like, oh my gosh. When I came back the second day, it's, you know, when you get a break from it and you come back. And now I kind of think that I would like to put my tree up.
I think you should.
And also it would be nice for you if you are filming at the house.
Right. And then we could kind of have two things going. Like if you want something super like girly and feminine for your, you know, apartment, if you're a girl around my age or honestly children, it would be great for a children's room. When you guys see it, you're going to die. But then we'll have your house and then it could be a different theme that I can share. So, right. You know, we're here to kind of give two different Christmas looks.
And I bought a new Christmas tree about 6 weeks ago. And then I also bought some new ornaments.
And tell us where you got this tree and ornaments.
Well, I got the tree from Balsam Hill. Mm-hmm. Kind of nervous. I haven't opened it up yet. I left our old Christmas tree for Claire and Connor in the new house. But I haven't opened this one yet. I think it's like maybe 8 or 9 feet and a narrow one for where I need to have it. But then I've ordered some ornaments that are kind of light blues. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be pretty. And I went with metallics, silvery. I don't know. I've got some of them from Dillard's.
Oh, Dillard's.
Yeah. You know, they have some great stuff.
Mm-hmm. They have a home section?
They do.
I knew that, though, because you have some stuff in the lake house. I guess I never really considered, you know, I don't think of Dillard's as top of mind as home.
But. No, I just found them online. So I have those. Another thing that I did get, in fact, Laura was working with us today, and she's going to put together a mood board of what we think are Christmas essentials.
Yes.
Which was very tippy top of our brain as we were decorating the last 2 days with you, because there are just some things you need to have on hand. For instance, we had all these ornaments and we did not have any ornament hooks.
Yes. So kind of breaking down, like, before you even put something up, before you hang a garland or throw a tinsel, this is the foundation. I'm in quite the mood. It's Friday, guys.
You know, tinsel, you know, would be pretty.
I did think about that today. But we're going to share, like, those things that you really need to get going for your holiday decor.
And my feeling with any project in life is having the correct supplies ahead of time.
I feel like that is one of your many logos, is you need to, what is the saying? Prepared. Unprepared is preparing yourself to fail is failing to prepare.
Oh,
failing
to think you're right. Something like that.
Failing to prepare. Failing you guys get prepare. It. You guys got it.
Be prepared. That's what I say. Real positive. Be prepared.
Just getting your ducks in a row.
Yes.
That's another way to say it. Yeah.
Get your ducks in a row.
Yeah. You don't want to know where, you don't want to have lost your ducks, you know where the ducks are. So that kind of all play. And we were even talking to Laura today because she was like, maybe I should start decorating. And honestly, like, it is a process. If you're somebody who has all the Christmas decorations from years past, you know, keep on with your normally scheduled post Thanksgiving, which, by the way, I completely understand and respect. And that's probably the normal thing to do. But also, like, why not throw up some Christmas cheer a little earlier? Because it's a short amount of time in the grand scheme of things that we're able to, you know, celebrate.
Well, even Laura said she did. It's so much work, and she has three small children. It's so much work. And then you feel like you've finally got it all up, and then it's time for it to come down. And I am very happy when it all comes down. I'm very happy when it goes up. And I'm happy when it comes down. And I'm not going to, but I do think the tree, I don't know if I would do other stuff. And I'm keeping it very simple because we are in the new house and I'm just happy with the house the way it is.
I agree with you on that. I think the tree, and then I think you mentioned just some like wreaths and greenery would be lovely. But again, it is so fresh. I don't think we need to be going. And I could see maybe next year, you know, adding and amping it up. Back to my apartment for a quick second.
Sure.
I don't think I've noted this. I have two trees.
You do. In your small space, you have two trees.
I have two trees because Claire gave me her tree from her apartment. And when we got into the space and we kind of looked at everything, it just looked too small for the volume of ornaments that we had and that we wanted to put on.
I went overboard.
As you should, as we should. So then we ended up moving. We still wanted to use her tree. So it fit perfectly in my bedroom. And my God, how magical at night I get to have this tree in my bedroom. It's so cozy. And then we went to Lowe's Home Improvement. And we found with ease a fabulous 7.5 foot it's coffee.
Yeah.
7.5 foot faux tree. We're in between about two or three, had a great selection, and originally we kind of had it in this one corner in between the couch and the kitchen, and it looked way too big, but then we positioned it in the middle of my two accent chairs, like the two spindly Target chairs, and it looks grand, and it looks like it was meant to be there.
Yes, it's the star of the show.
When you walk into the apartment, you can't help but start laughing when you see it because it's just so fabulous and fun. I can't wait to show my boyfriend because I was like, oh, I was leaving the other night after we had dinner. And I said, oh, I forgot to mention that I decorated for Christmas. And he kind of just stopped. And he was like, oh, you did? Like, I go, I'm sorry. I just really sprung that on you. I was like, I did it early so people have time to gather it. But I can't wait to get his reaction to it because it's a winter wonderland.
I can't wait. He likes Christmas too.
He does, yes.
So I think he's going to really embrace it. But you have to be warned, and we should have warned people before they started listening to us. It makes you kind of feel like you're behind, and you're not.
I'm breaking it down so everyone can kind of like look at what they want. Like, I'm going to do the bar cart. I kind of shared a little haul. I'm going to do the island.
Yes.
And kind of whatever speaks to you. I hope that you find something that, you know, sparks joy.
And it's been a long time since I started fresh on a Christmas decor.
Yes.
And I think that just even the process, I think we kind of, Laura was mentioning, Laura has a nutcracker collection.
She does.
And I think that must have just been lodged in our brain. And we started, that's what started the whole thing, was a pink nutcracker that we saw.
Yes, and I knew that I was going to do bows in some capacity, but I love the bows and the nutcracker. Right. And then we threw pearls in there. Pearls just kind of started popping up, you know? Let's add more. Let's do this. Let's do a pearl garland. So, I mean, what other time in my life living in my feminine girly apartment could I decorate like this.
No.
It's so fun.
But I do think, and I could beat this subject to death, once you see your decorations, you could substitute any color you wanted. So yours are pink and white and metals. You could also do classic nutcrackers that are blue and, or not blue, red.
Right.
And then you could add, oh, they do have blue and white nutcrackers now, little ornaments. But you could then just substitute, you could still do white ornaments and then you could throw in red. I don't know. It's very, there's a formula to it.
There is a formula. And keep in mind that everything that we purchase, but for maybe the tree, which again, fill in with if you do a real tree, if you have your own faux tree already, was very reasonable. Like you said, a lot of things from Amazon. And mm-hmm. then do you want to talk about your new favorite store at home?
I kind of do.
It's been Anne's personality for the past couple of days.
I feel like every sentence somehow ends or begins with at home.
Yeah.
I went to At Home and I love it. I had been there one other time with Elizabeth right when it opened. It's off the beaten path for us. It's about 20 minutes away. And I had to call. I was with Dad. Mm-hmm. We were coming back from the lake house. And I said, I have to gather this because I knew I needed the stuff, again, in preparation for the decorations this week. And we went in there and I had to call you on the phone. It was, I mean, Christmas exploded in there. But you know what I like about it is it's very neat.
Oh,
at least
yeah.
ours is. You know, I love Home Goods or TJ Maxx, but it's not necessarily very organized, which does make you feel like you've just found, you've been hunting and you found something.
Right.
But At Home is very reasonable and very organized.
And you found a lot. You found my ornaments. You found the pieces for my island, mm-hmm. tree skirts. I mean, the list goes on. Everything is, you know, linked on my LTK, so you can kind of shop for yourself. But, and again, I can't stress about how reasonable everything was.
Very reasonable.
And picking and choosing like what you want is also good because, you know, I think, where did you said you ordered ornaments for the house from Dillard's, and I feel
yes.
like your ornaments are like very, very lovely.
Yes, my ornaments are very lovely. They're not outrageous, but they're not.
Right.
They're not Amazon.
Yeah, no, but I think it's good because we're showing two different levels of it where you can kind of, and both are great. So,
but I'm going to add things from At Home.
Mm-hmm. To the house.
To my
our
home.
Got it.
Yes. Because I want to go back to At Home.
I like tagged them in a reel and then they commented and I was like, oh, mom, At Home just commented.
I gasped.
I know. You're like, no way.
And I have to tell you, the people at the At Home near us, they're efficient checking out. They
yep.
move you through there. They have a big counter when you check out.
I need to go with you.
I also bought, we're going to do a tablescape once we're done with this podcast. And I found tortoise vases.
Yes, we're going to do a Thanksgiving tablescape to
right.
share some inspo.
We're straddling different holidays here.
Well, you know, I think you kind of have to. I think you have
to. I hate to ignore the turkey.
I hate to ignore the turkey because I love Thanksgiving. I absolutely adore Thanksgiving.
Right.
And it's, you know, you when you get to that day, you think, my God, what am I going to do for my table? What am I going to wear? And it's like, well, you know, maybe you should have gotten your ducks in a row kind of
right.
earlier to that statement. And
so
then
we're
going to
help today. We're going
to,
I've started the tablescape upstairs and I've been thinking about it as I lay in bed at night.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited
using
for
some
it.
Of your linens.
Using my linens, of course, which are just so perfect for entertaining. I had some girlfriends over this week for a little wine and cheese. And I haven't had a ton of people over to my apartment yet because I don't know why, but I'm really going to be I'm heading into my entertaining era right now.
I feel it. Okay.
I'm declaring it.
Yes.
So they came over for some wine and cheese. And first of all, they were so sweet about the apartment. They were like, oh my gosh, looking at everything. But they really loved when I started pointing out, oh, this is the Emily on Bose linens. They were like, this stuff, this is like a free ad for my own psych. This really,
yeah.
I'm land the plane.
No,
this stuff is,
I
mean, the linens, you feel the linens, they are high quality linens.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was doing an order the other day and I rolled the linens and tied it with a bow, the placemats. And then I just stopped and I looked at it. So if you order something from us.
Handled with extreme care.
Please
from
no. Then I look at it. I'm like, wow, that looks yeah. really pretty.
I also think that, you know, today when Laura was here, top of mind was gift guides and organizing our thoughts for that. The main question that I have been receiving from people is, I act like I hold a forum, but mm-hmm. this is mm-hmm. via messaging on DMs,
yes.
is like what to get the girl who has everything. And I think everyone can think of somebody in their life who it's difficult to buy for. And, you know,
linens.
At that question, I would direct you to our website because we kind of have something for... and. sure, she might have linens. You know, she might already have linens.
She doesn't have them probably with your Bow logo on it.
She needs more linens.
Right. Well, I also love getting something from someone from a place that I don't know about.
Right.
It's kind of shocking. Like, oh my gosh.
How did I not know about this
place?
Right.
Yes.
It is fun. And then
it's a conversation piece.
Right. There's a little story to it.
I was just thinking, we did not talk about our Bow and our Low.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I've had a lot of Bows. We were trying to think of a Low earlier before we recorded. Did you think of one?
I have one.
I honestly can't think of a huge one, which is great. I think that's always a good problem to have. As far as a Bow, I just feel like I've really, going back to that, getting my ducks in a row, kind of gotten my ducks in a row the past couple weeks as far as Emily Owen Bows has gone.
You have.
Very much behind the scenes stuff that you probably, like, that I'm not sharing or posting on social media. But from a business perspective, I feel like I've learned a lot of things the past couple weeks and assembled a group of people who are fabulous. So that's
we
my
have.
Bow.
Mm-hmm. There's that's that. A good one.
Sorry, what was your bow?
My bow is probably, I feel very settled with the house.
I was going to say the same thing for you.
We are still working through a punch list, and I wanted to punch someone today.
I was not expecting you to say that.
I wasn't either, but I was like, gosh,
that's how I felt.
It's literally a punch list, because if you don't finish it, I want to punch you.
You've still had people in and out. Yeah. We've I mean, the whole month of, I'm sorry to cut you off, but mm-hmm. I did just want to say, I know that the podcast has been a bit spotty, but truly the entire month of October was house and moving related things. I mean, it was not just like, oh, we moved in this weekend. It was the whole month, pretty much every day.
Please accept our sincerest apologies, because we love doing this. And almost every day, I know it sounds ridiculous, but like, do we have time to do the podcast? Because you need time.
Right. You need time.
And we did not have our ducks in a row for the podcast. So
it's a lot of tedious little projects that at first you're like, oh, this thing we're waiting. Oh, that's we're waiting on. And then it all adds up and mm-hmm. you're like, is this ever going to be done?
Yes. And we have streamlined things the last 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, where we're scheduling whatever work trades people need to come on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. So that I'm not every single day, I'm not standing around waiting to get different people in. But we are very near the end of this punch list. But our shower doors just went in our bathroom. And I mean, I could go on forever about the little things. And they forgot, like, they didn't weld some piece properly. And there's always like a part. Like, there's always part that has to be ordered.
What is that? I feel like I have heard, well, there's, you know, they get over here, they set everything up, they're looking at it, and we're like, great, this is going to get fixed. And then, like, there's like a small conference, like, there's not a part. But the parts are never in. Where are the parts?
I don't know. I don't know. And I had a separate list going for the parts that we were waiting for. And we're still waiting for a few parts. Well, you know what is a real low for me? Is the time change.
You know what? There's my low. Thank you for bringing that up. I knew I was like, there's got to be something that is not quite right right now.
So dark.
It hit me too hard this year, folks. It came out of left field and it was just pitch black at 5:30. And I thought, my God, this is our life for the next couple of months. And
it's more than a couple.
You never see it coming. And when it's not happening, you don't think about it at all. But my God, when it's happening, it's like the day's over. The nights are so much longer.
So long. Dad and I went out to dinner with friends last night and our reservation was at 7:15 and we got in the car at 7. And I said, I had no idea we were going out at midnight.
Yeah.
It's just pitch black.
Pitch black. So that's definitely a low. I think I would have to assume for everyone. I'm not quite sure who likes it to be that dark. I did want to circle back to the house for a quick moment because last week we had a big photo shoot for the house, which
that's
was
right.
another beau of us. And we had a photographer come from out of town and the designer was here. And it was like a 2 day long photo shoot, shooting the entire house. And you had this amazing florist come that mm-hmm. just did such creative arrangements. And I think that's just so smart of you right at the beginning, after everything was wrapped up, to have those pictures of the home for mm-hmm. us. And mm-hmm. that was a cool experience because she went around and took pictures of everything.
It was really cool. And just, it was fun to watch her because she had this iPad that was hooked up to her camera. Mm-hmm. And just the way, like, kind of a creative artist perspective from it, we would shift things because you she was right. If you're looking at something, it does look differently than when you're looking through the lens or through the iPad.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think that was just something that we're going to have for a while, to have these pictures. And so that was last week. I feel like we've had kind of these like one-off projects, obviously the house being the big one, and then you know, the collection, and you know, the photo shoot. So it's all just, and Claire and Connor, I feel like, are feeling very settled in their new house, and they had us over for Halloween, and they passed out candy. So everyone is definitely, you know, feeling settled just in time for the busy holiday season.
Right.
We still have one more upcoming project, which we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about today on the podcast, which is the book.
The book.
The book, the book, the book. The book that we have been talking about for years. And it is done, and we have a date set for our book launch party. The date for the actual release is still in the works, but we should be figuring that out in the next couple days. Mm-hmm. And the books are arriving earlier than we thought, which is thrilling, in the beginning of December. So they will be available for to be placed under your Christmas tree and to be read under Christmas lights. So I just can't
it's thrilling.
I mean, today we showed Laura the book, and Grammy was looking at it last week. We have it in our hands, so I can't believe that it's actually done and that it's finished. And you know, you really spearheaded this, and
I am so excited about it.
I really
and
am.
I was really scared to open that box to see the final product, and when I did, I was just so happy. I kind of teared up. I'm like, this was a huge amount of work, and it looks just as beautiful as I had hoped it would.
Yes, and things are lining up swiftly. So we're very, very excited about the book launch. And I think we mentioned this on a previous episode, but back in the summer, we had like a big shoot when everyone was home, which, how smart of us, because we have that all done now. So,
right.
You know, content to start posting on socials, very high quality content, might I add, because we had our videographer come, just kind of like, you know, leading up to the book launch and, you know, releasing it and talking about it. So I'm just feeling really good about that. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, having a good team of people to help us.
Very prepared.
Very, very prepared. We do have our ducks in a row when it comes to the book. We might have lost our ducks for the podcast, but we did, something had to give as we were kind of working through these projects. And unfortunately, it was you guys. But that's not, but you know, it's just because we want to deliver quality content.
And it probably wasn't fair, because the podcast listeners are the most valuable, loyal followers.
Literally. I know.
So, but we knew you would understand. Tell the exciting news.
Well, two things. I think we mentioned that we had wallpaper up for our studio for the backdrop. So the wallpaper's up. Dave pulled through. He came and put up the wallpaper, and it's stunning. It really warmed up this corner of the studio. And then we did a new logo for Bose and Company. A lot of behind the scenes things that you wouldn't
a
think
lot.
That, like, it's like we're prepared to, and then, but it's like you actually have to do the product. So we have a new logo for Bose and Company that our graphic designer made, which is so whimsical and charming. I feel like it really reflects the show.
Yes.
And then we had another sign made that you found. And what material is this? I'm looking
it's
at it right
now. It's a canvas. It just came today, and we're going to get that hung. And maybe next week we could have a video as well.
We're going to have video, because we're going to hang the sign. I'm going to put together the other light.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to be up and running with a real podcast studio. And we're going to do video. And we're going to be back. And our sabbatical is over.
It is.
And you will hear us yapping. So just everyone kind of get that ready to go.
Put it on your calendar.
I did want to talk about something else that we were discussing in our meeting today with Laura. Kind of essentials that you feel, it could be clothes, it could be home decor for the holiday season, because you know, you probably have a work party, maybe you have some sort of Christmas get together, but if you don't want to go out and, you know, completely redo your wardrobe with tartan and sparkles and whatnot, what would you say is something? I have an answer for this, so maybe I should just ask myself.
Emily, if you needed just an outfit for maybe a work party, or you have something and you're just not into sequins and baubles and velvets, what would you wear?
I can't with this show. It's amazing we have listeners. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Thank you so
much. I think about that all the time. I'm like, people listen to this. Okay, well, if you don't want to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe, because I understand
that. Yeah, tell us. What would you wear?
Because realistically, we're all not going to as many Christmas parties as we think we are. I wish I was going to one every single weekend, but this is our reality. So I was saying to you and Laura today, I was like, honestly, like, everyone looks good in all black. A faux leather pant, a black work pant, a black jean. Everyone has a black blouse. It could be a turtleneck. It could be, you know,
Yeah, sweater, a sweater, a blouse,
whatever. So start with all black. And then we got the cutest accessories in today from both Amazon and Target. But I'm going to focus on Target today.
Because we also have a Shopbop accessory.
We also have a Shopbop accessory. So we have things high and low. And the cutest, they're these red pointed heels with a bow on them from Target. They also come in black.
They're great.
So you're in all black and then you throw on these little red pumps from Target. And
it's a good, like red can go haywire.
It's like a blue red. It's not like it's an orange beautiful. Red. It's beautiful.
Christmas
and then
red.
They have these darling handbags from Target as well. There's like a pearl purse with like a velvet bow. And then there's like a
burgundy one.
A burgundy one. And then just add a sparkly earring and happy holidays. Also, Thanksgiving. There you go. Because most of us are just going over to our aunts, our grandmas. And though we need to look good for them, you know, we're not showing up in a sparkly gown.
No.
So those are my thoughts for today.
And also, Laura had this from years ago, and I have one as well, a fur scarf that you just like has a little hole and you tuck it through. And so you just don't like, it's no big deal. You just put that on and you look great.
Faux fur. Never underestimate a fur scarf. I mean, that could carry your holiday season for you right there. You know, what do you wear? Oh, throw on the fur scarf. Oh my God, she's effortlessly chic. So
the other thing is if you are going, let's say you are going to more than one event and it's not with the same people, you just can wear the same outfit.
No, totally. Like I remember last year you bought that beautiful LaJonce outfit. Do you remember that?
The Veronica Beard hot pink suit?
No. Oh. That was iconic.
Oh, my LaJonce outfit.
And that was like your winter uniform. And it was like a long duster. It's actually when you got stuck in the door. Do you remember that episode? Yeah.
Yes. I did. And thank God I didn't destroy it. But that, yes. It got caught in the door and it yanked me backwards. Yes. That, beware if you're wearing long things. I have a long dress on today. And I said to myself, be careful.
Be careful. Because you've actually kind of been in your dress era. The other day you had your cookbook club and mm-hmm. you wore a leopard dress that yeah. was so tasteful from
thank
Anthropology.
You. Thank you
with
so
a
much. Fur.
And then today, obviously we had Laura coming over, so we all like to dress up, but you
I have a denim tucker knot.
Surprised
dress
me
on.
With this darling tucker knot. This would be great for Thanksgiving for people.
It would.
Honestly, like let's bring back making holidays a fashion show. Like Thanksgiving, it's your own fashion show. Get okay. some good pictures, yeah. have some content. You're like, calm
she's,
down.
She's flipping the other way. Okay, forget the all black outfit and go get a dress. All right, ladies, go get a dress and dress it up.
Dress it up. I can go either way. I just,
you're trying to make everyone feel comfortable.
So anyway, I think it's just good to start this holiday conversation.
I know. I think it's great. And you have, I'm looking at some things right now. We have some great holiday wedding looks that
yeah,
could go
a lot
for.
Of, I know a lot of people are having holiday weddings. That's also a very exciting time. I'm not quite in that wedding goer yet. I feel like I'm like a year behind. Like I yes. feel like in about a year, people are going to start going to weddings and I'm ready.
Yeah, you are ready. Let me ask you some more questions.
Oh my gosh, please. I
how
love
is your boyfriend?
Oh my gosh. I was literally laying in bed last night thinking about how I've never brought him up on the podcast. And yes, I was like,
I
no,
we
like,
have.
You know, we talk about him like generally. It is almost going to be our 1 year anniversary.
Well, you know what we always talk about, which isn't nice to put this out on the podcast, but we always talk about just doing a podcast where I interview you about your relationship, how you met.
I know. And I go back and forth with it because part of me is like, I think that it's good to, you know, have certain things that are like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, hold some things close to you.
There's, right.
We don't need to be sharing everything. I feel like some people just get on these podcasts and share everything. But then the other part of me is like, wait,
I know, but
I have
I think
a lot
that
to say.
Would
I actually
like
have a lot to
know.
Say. I actually feel like I have, you know, some advice.
I'm disagreeing with you. I mean, you share so much and it would be helpful probably to people how you met.
No, it's so helpful. And I do feel like I just have so much to like to share about our
relationship,
how we met, and also this past year, just like how fun it's been.
He's such a great guy.
Well, maybe that'll be the me with maybe my false promises. But I kind of want to do it on video because I feel like then I could slice it up for reels and promote it a little bit more.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, so
mark your calendars because we told you.
That'll be the episode.
All
I'm
right.
saying it now. I'm putting it out there. It's almost going to be 1 year. I would like to talk about it. I think it'd be fun. Who doesn't like to hear about?
I love to talk about him. He's so nice.
I know. You know, he's literally the best.
He's a great guy. We all love him.
He's so sweet. Yeah.
Yes. And you could even write the interview questions up for me.
Oh, okay. And I mean, you know how much I love being asked questions.
I know. Like, you love to be interviewed. And I think do. This would be a fantastic, maybe reach out on Bose and Company and DM Emily or something if you think yes. it's a good idea.
I mean, I know that they want to hear it. I just had my own reservations about it, but it has been a full year. Like, it's just, I do have a lot to share.
Well, I do think initially that makes complete sense.
I think a lot of people in social media prematurely talk about relationships.
So I kind of feel like there was a gap there where we were bringing people along and you were trying to meet people and then you did meet him. And then they knew you had a boyfriend, but it would be nice to fill in the gaps for everyone. No, if definitely. Anyone cares.
Yeah, I think it was a boundary that I set up. Keep it separate for a little bit. But also, he is such a, literally a huge part of my life.
Right.
And I do feel like with, you know, if you're young women listening, dating in their 20s, like I do have a good set of advice to share.
No, I think it would be great. Would he ever come on the podcast? Hello?
Did you cut out? Are we still live? I don't think so.
Okay. Just wondering.
I remember I talked to his mom about it and because she listens to the podcast and we were kind of going over, you know, talking points. And I think, and she said to me once that he would be too nervous to go on the podcast.
Well, I could also see that. It was really cute. You need to have Claire and Connor on again. We need to make a calendar.
I think we need to do like a whole like press round with everyone.
We need to get Dad back out in here. You need to get Elizabeth.
I also thought Papa should be on the podcast.
Oh my grandpa. Gosh. Yeah. He's so funny. Periodically, he's like, what does a guy have to do to get on the podcast?
I think he's pretty much been like the only thing because Grammy was like,
yeah, we need to have
Grammy
him on.
Can come back maybe kind of around the book and stuff. We had a break. It's over. We have a new sign. We have wallpaper. We have a studio and we're here. We're back.
Yeah. The wallpaper's inspiring. I'm not going to lie.
Honestly, this would inspire me to. This has inspired me to do a lot.
It's just a stripe, but I love it.
And you know what? A stripe can go a long way. I think we underestimate a stripe.
And we have Home Goods acrylic chairs, which we talked about, and they kind of swirl.
Yeah. And just being able to have all the podcast equipment out.
Do you know what I want to? I bought some, but they don't fit correctly. I want to put those things on the bottom of the microphone with your logo on it.
I think that would be lovely to
see. Wouldn't
it? Yeah.
I got to work on that. Maybe I can get that done before next week.
So the first thing that you're going to hear from us next week will be the boyfriend episode. And that'll be on video. And if I don't do it, feel free to harass me on social media and say, Emily.
This is risky putting this out here.
No, it's not because I've already thought about it. And I was like, we need to do it.
Okay.
So I've already arrived at this
conclusion. Sign me up. Sign me up.
And we'll record it next week and it'll be a really great episode. And mm-hmm. I think it's going to be interesting to some people. Maybe not. I don't know. And I think it'll kick start kind of getting back to the podcast.
Right. And then we'll schedule your grandfather at some point.
I'll reach out for some talent.
We'll have our people call his people.
For scheduling.
Yeah. We'll get it. And we know Terry is up for He's always up for
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. He is always here. I do really just love coming over to the new house. It's so homey. And I feel like having the studio, we've just done some great. It's been so helpful for the collection.
Really helpful.
Packaging and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday afternoon, I think we're going to go set up a Thanksgiving tablescape, like you mentioned, and share that on socials for some inspiration. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, that's a great question. We really don't have any plans because I feel like we have been out the last four nights.
You have been out the last four nights. You're kind of a weeknight kind of gal when it comes to like dinners and getting together with friends.
Yeah, we had friends over. We went out to dinner and I think we're both kind of relieved. We have nothing scheduled tonight, just time together. And you know what? I think I'm going to watch the Martha Stewart documentary.
I watched that the other night on Tuesday, and it was really good. Yeah. So that's our show for today. Thank you all so much for listening to us, even when we do not deliver a product every single week. But we're so excited to be back. The house is amazing. The collection's doing well. We're looking forward to the holiday season. Our wallpaper is up. I mean, it's like I said at the beginning of this podcast, what a time to be alive. Right. And we hope we're having a wonderful November. We're so excited for our book launch party at the end of November. My birthday is November 30th. I'm going to be 25 years old.
Wow.
What is going? I really liked 24. It was such a good number because you sounded young when you said it. Oh, I'm 24. Oh, wow. What a spring chicken. 25? No. Talk about getting your ducks in a row.
Quarter of a century.
I know. So I'm not, I mean, here's the thing. I feel like getting older is such a privilege. So I don't stew. Like that's,
no.
Don't do that. Like, come on, keep it moving. But still, I loved 24. I think I had a really great year.
25 will be even better.
But I think 25 is also going to be wonderful. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's all about mindset, really.
Right.
You know? You know, as long as you look young, you're fine. No, I'm kidding, guys. You know I kid. Alrighty, everyone. I am going to go start my weekend. I think you should as well. And we hope that wherever you are in life, you're having a great day. And we appreciate all of the support. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.